Hello and welcome to Jauntcast number 3. Yes, the main reason I'm on this trip to the US is to attend a Doctor Who convention. And from the beginning music, I'm sure you could guess that's what this Jauntcast will be all about. Coming up will be interviews with other Doctor Who fans at Visions and some little snippets that I hope you enjoy. Jauntcast 4 will also be a Doctor Who special with some more interviews. And then Jauntcast 5 will be back to talking about general travel throughout the US. So I hope you stick around for that one. Have fun.
Hey, this is Neil Hogan from Room 528 at Visions 93. And, well, I'm with a group of fans, many of them members of DWIN, the Doctor Who... What's it stand for?
Information
Network. Yes. Okay, we'll start with
the world, I think.
Your name, sir?
Doug Grandy.
And what club are you a member of?
The Doctor Who Information Network.
And so, do you usually organise these after Visions 93 parties?
This is my first one I've ever organised.
Yay!
I'm new at this. Are you okay?
Did you enjoy Visions 93?
Oh, very much.
That's great. Your name, sir?
Lee Whiteside.
And what did you think of Visions 93?
Thought it was pretty good. It was definitely a lot of guest stars.
Yes. Have you been to conventions before?
Yes.
How does this compare?
In terms of the number of guests, it's definitely the biggest one I've been to, and it's a long one.
Okay. What can you tell me about the fan club that you belong to?
Okay, I'm with the Arizona Regional Doctor Who Interest Society, i.e. TARDIS, in Arizona. So I flew all the way from Phoenix to Chicago for the convention.
Lisa Truant.
Yep.
Can you tell me about your role in DWIN?
Well, up till quite recently, I was editor for about 4 issues of our New Zealand Enlightenment. Right now, I'm a part of... Editors Anonymous. It's sort of like Alcoholics Anonymous. We're getting much better now. Right now, presently, I'm still the art director of InDWIN. And in addition to that, I'm also head of a local chapter under the banner of the Doctor Who Information Network. It's called the Eye of Harmony, based out of Western and Northern Toronto in Canada.
Right, and if someone wanted to join the club, what address would they write to? Do you know that off by heart?
No, I don't have it off by heart, but it is actually right here. It's the Doctor Who Information Network. It's P.O. Box 912, Station F, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the postal code is M4Y2N9. And it's a fan club that is based loosely in southern Ontario, but we have members all over the world, in Canada, in the U.S., in the United Kingdom, Australia. I think we have one honorary member there. Well, now actually we have another member.
Yes.
Now, don't we, Neil? And also in Jamaica and also in New Zealand as well.
Well, I didn't have a lot of fans in Jamaica.
Well, there's one.
Hello there, this is Colin Baker, and you're listening to Doctor Who 2000.
Thank you very much.
Easy.
And thank you again to Colin Baker, who said those words for a previous issue of Doctor Who 2000. This is, of course, Jauntcast that you're listening to. And if you haven't visited the website yet, it's neilhogan.com, neilhogan.com. Check out some of my other travels. Download some pictures and read some of the diary. That's it for Jauntcast number 3. Jauntcast number 4 will continue with more interviews and a few surprises. Catch you then.